Good morning, traders. Welcome to today's market review. This is Fred Razek at CM Trading. Today is December 5th, 2022, and today is Monday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, the euro continues to climb higher versus the US dollar as it broke that 200-day moving average, but that extension continues. Now looking at the major economic events of today at 5 p.m. South African time, out of the United States, we have an ISM services PMI numbers coming out. Now looking at the various markets, the US dollar continues to slide versus the major pairs, while the indices, the Dow Jones and the Nasdaq, both have a roller coaster of a ride pre and post NFP last week. Unbelievable, 500 points up and down. So looking at commodities today, gold steady on resistance while oil tapers off and slides as well. Looking at the stocks, mostly gained last across the board last Friday, except for Amazon. That's a major component. And lastly, looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, steady gains as we look at the market. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So the question is can we extend these gains? Because this is a shooting star that is an inverted hammer. Okay, when something looks like this, okay, it's generally spoken to in this type of formation, it's generally the end of a move on the upside. So keep that in mind as this is going into this session today, that we may see a retracement. Now, the retracement is not going to be fast and furious, at least not to my knowledge, okay, unless something happens. But, you know, we could get back to this previous resistance, subsequent support right there, 104.50-ish level, which is about a 70 to 80 pip move on the downside. But potentially that could happen today. Now, looking at the GBP/USD, you see that there's a little bit of a slide there, okay? But also there, you could see that hammer, inverted hammer formation. And looking at the Australian dollar, getting to that upper limit is having some big difficulty as the US dollar kind of gains at this state, okay? Didn't make major gains, but the exhaustion of that buy move on the upside seems like it's taken its way. Now, looking at gold, trading here also just below its resistance of 1800, just tapering off above that, below that level. That's an important level for it. And looking at crude oil, tapering off to $80 a barrel after hitting $83. Remember, we had a tremendous V formation here where we went from 80 to 70, back to 80, a little bit higher, and now tapering off. So looking at the US markets, we're watching the US markets just tapering off this morning. 34,356. Now, this is what I'm talking about. We had this crazy move, and right after the NFP, we sold off tremendously, okay, over 500 points, and then boom, right back, okay? These type of moves, I mean, look at this. This is just a roller coaster ride. It's just up and down, and it's kind of like indecision. It's like they're not sure which way to go with it because we do still have one more FOMC interest rate decision and one more interest rate decision. So between the two, this is adding a lot of pressure to the markets right now. Now, not everything is rosy and cheeky. I mean, interest rates are very high right now and inflation may be in check. So there's like some sense of optimism that the market responds already before the actual recession has played its out. I don't know if that makes sense. I mean, this is a future markets, okay? When you're trading the stock markets, are really a future markets, which means that they reflect market activity 6 months from now. So if we're already kind of in recovery from our recessionary woes that we were the past summer, then we may be out of this, maybe, okay? So the markets are fighting this right now and trying to figure themselves out. So looking at the Dow Jones, we're at that top level, but you see there's some resistance here breaking even higher. I mean, we are breaking higher, but it's more trading in a sideways formation, range bound, as opposed to trending up higher. I mean, we did that when we broke that upwards momentum. We should be somewhere in the 35,000 right now, but we're not. We're trading at 34,300. So that momentum has kind of tapered off. The question is how long and are we going to sell off afterwards? Now, looking at the NASDAQ also, we had that same kind of move. I mean, it was just really extreme. However, in the NASDAQ, you could see it's that gain on a longer time frame is not there. Okay, we should be somewhere at the 14,700 comparatively to the Dow Jones. Okay, I don't know if that makes sense to you guys, but the tech stocks are really, really having a hard time. So I want to just highlight the fact, if you look at Amazon, did not gain whatsoever. Okay, it was down on the day, in fact. And this is like retail heaven right now. Okay, online retail heaven as well. Looking at Tesla, we did gain. JP Morgan gained. Okay, Microsoft on the top of its range. Apple also gained. Alcoa gained. Facebook even gained. You know, like there's a lot of gains here, you know, and this may fill in the gap at one point. Apple also gained. So, but they're not breaking higher. Okay, the major components are not really breaking higher. So I'm more inclined to think that this is going to be a correction coming down our way once again. Now, lastly, looking at Bitcoin steady at 17,302 as it's broke that upper level once again with some volume. Okay, so this may be a steady gain, at least for now. This is Fred Razak. I want to wish you guys a great trading day. Thank